I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
And the mail came, and then we looked at the mail from the weekend. We're like, Christmas card. And by the way, I think it's great when people send Christmas cards still. I love that.
I got like two Christmas cards this year.
We got two in the mail over the weekend. But then there was another parcel that worked its way in. And I'm like, what is this? It says payroll. Didn't have my glasses on at that point.
Payroll?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's good. And then I look closer, and it's parole.
Oh.
Yeah, parole office for Schuylkill County. And then I'm like, And the first thing that goes through my mind before I even see the name on it, now what did he do? Meaning you.
Wait.
And the first thing your mother is like, now what did he do?
Wait.
Meaning you.
I don't know. The last time I was in Schuylkill County was for my wedding.
But it was fun. Well, there's a crime.
Oh, wait.
So here's what I'm thinking. Without even looking at the name, it's pretty bad that your mother and I both assumed you did something.
Yeah, what did I do?
It wasn't you. Now, I don't understand with the mail how this...
Well, listen, it wasn't me.
Possibly.
I want to make that clear.
I'm not going to say the person's name, but they're from McAdoo. We live in Drums. That's definitely a few towns away.
Oh, so like it wasn't... Okay, it wasn't me at all.
No, it wasn't you at all. It's a different name.
Whew.
But whatever it was that the parole board wanted them from, and it was one of those window envelopes, you know, so it had... It was important stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how does that possibly get to our house? Because it made no sense. Because it totally different zip code.
I'm just happy it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah. So luckily it was
here
not
I am
for you.
Thinking, what did I do?
But somebody else is running around having a great day right now. And probably today's a day because we wrote back that, you know, that's not us, not at this address. And he will probably be receiving that later on today in McAdoo.
He.
Just that narrows it down, doesn't it?
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.